Upadaya, everyone. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta. Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve. Gauravani Pachanine. Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskadyare Satarine Joy Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna, I request you today to listen carefully and lovingly. Perhaps there's something that will help you awaken the real spirit of bhakti. Today we will hear about the friends of Lord Madhava from Raghunath Das Goswami. Tini kritya sparam sukha jaladhi saram sputamapi svakiyam premnam ye paranikaranam ramuraripo sukha basam shasvat patayitumalang prodakatukat Gatante dandanyan, danyan, paramiha bhaje madhavaganan. There is a madhavaganan, the group of around Madhava, or the fortunate associates of Madhava. They consider the nectar of their own happiness to be as insignificant as blades of grass, and they always humbly and lovingly strive to expand Krishna's happiness. In the Bhagavatam we hear about the Brajavasis who forget all their personal happiness and striving for their personal happiness. They have given their homes, their bodies, their wealth, their children, and their hearts, all for Sri Krishna. We hear when they heard, when Nanda Maharaj and the other Brajbasis heard that Krishna was attacked in Dwaraka by Shalva, they gave away most of their belongings, their wealth, their decorations, everything, to the Brahmin priests whom they engaged or whom they requested to do powerful yagyas so that Krishna would survive this attack. Now when they later heard that Krishna fought with Dantavakra before the gates of Mathura, they gave whatever was left from their homes. So when Krishna arrived, Purnamasi told him that they have sacrificed everything for you. There's no wealth in their home any longer. Krishna began to cry. How much they love me. Everything, maybe some cowherd boys liked their stick, given them away to the priest. Maybe some gopis had some nice bangles, or some elders had some other, you know, valuable pot at home, everything went for Krishna's pleasure. And then Krishna told Daruka, look at the chariot. We want to give gifts to the Brajbasis. So Daruka said, it's a chariot. There are weapons on the chariot. You look at the chariot. And when he looked, he saw valuable garments, bangles, gold pots, all precious items, and brought them into Krishna's hand, and Krishna distributed it with so much love and affection to each single Brajabasi. This is love, and this is what is here called the Madhava Gana. The associates of Madhava consider the nectar of their own happiness to be as insignificant as blades of grass, and they always humbly and lovingly strive to expand Krishna's happiness. Just to, the scriptures say, the love of the Brajbasis is not, cannot be imitated by us. This amount of not looking for any personal happiness is not possible. There is a Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. It says, Vajera Vishuddha Prema Jeno Jam Bunada Hema. The love of Braj is as pure as Jambunada gold. You must know there is a Nada, a river called Jambu, and on the banks of the river you will find little nuggets of gold. And this is so pure, it is even, I think in this world we know of 24 karat gold. It is supposed to be very pure. This is extremely pure. There is not even a whiff of personal happiness. So Raghunath Goswami sees that these devotees are so absolutely unmotivated that he concludes, I worship these associates. Now, to just give you an example of the purity of their love, purity means there is no personal motivation, let us consider for just a moment, with the utmost respect, the pure love of the gopis. They express in the Gopi Gita the highest amount of this pure love when they say, Yate sujata charanam buram buruham staneshu pita shanai priyadadi mahika kasheshu. They talk to the Lord, O treasured beloved, your lotus feet, more tender than lotus flower, we place them on our heart breasts very, very carefully so that we don't hurt them. They think Krishna's lotus feet are pained when he goes through the forest of Vrindavan. Why? There are so many thorns and sharp pebbles in there, and he might be in pain because his lotus feet are soft. So when they place the lotus feet on their chests, on their breasts, they feel maybe they are too hard for the lotus feet. Now you must know, when you enter this area of thought, that during the meeting of a lover and the beloved, usually if a girl places the feet of her friend or her beloved on her chest, she does this to enjoy, you know. But the gopis don't even in such a situation think of their own enjoyment. It is inconceivable for us, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur really points that out, that for this cannot be thought even by a human being. You know, how even in the meeting of the intimate meeting of beloved and or lover and beloved, there is no desire to have personal enjoyment, but only the desire to give enjoyment. Do you understand this example? It is good. We are all celibate people, and we may not like to put our mind in such a scene. I understand this. The Shastras understand it, and we should be very careful of such thoughts. But this is the example that is given to glorify the heights of their pure love. No? Do you understand? It is not that we are meant to think about such things. It's a glorification of the gopis. How is that possible? And how might we enter this amount of selfish bhakti? Now you need to think very deeply. Please listen very carefully, because it will be very subtle what you hear next. Bhakti, this is bhakti, devotional love, selfless love, devotional service. Bhakti is very subtle, so subtle you might miss it. A traditional example is the coolness in the air. You might not feel the coolness of the air, but when the air, due to its nature, comes into a flowing state, you can feel the coolness. I request you to just move. Can you feel the coolness now?
Yeah.
And if you stop, that coolness is not there. Can you? In the same way, in real Naam chanting, you will, if your chanting is blessed by Krishna, feel the subtlety of the Hladini Shakti. Bhakti means there are two Shaktis in the Hladini, and as far as I remember, Samvit Shakti. But they are hidden. You may engage in devotional activities, but you may not feel the bliss, the anandam buddhivaranam, which totally cleanses your body, your mind, and your consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastakam says, Savatma snapanam, the entirety of our Atmas is bathed in the holy name. He speaks of that type of chanting that is empowered by Krishna with true bhakti. Then the Hladini Shakti, which is the in true bhakti, as felt by the devotee, just like when the air starts to move, therefore we have fans in India, we feel the coolness of the air. Krishna gives, but it must be, it's a gift of bhakti. Sorry, it's a gift of Krishna. Krishna by himself is full of joy of Ananda. He doesn't need anything to move him to find Ananda, but we need the mercy of the Lord to come awake in Ananda. We need to be touched by that subtlety of bhakti while we chant. Otherwise, our chanting, it is not possible for us to maintain a good practice of japa and kirtan. No? We look at the wristwatch, or we look at our numbers, how many we chant, and become restless, and then make the greatest mistake in our chanting. Avyagratvam, we chant with a hasteful spirit to finish it. No? So how do we come to this level of chanting? Krishna wants to see that you really chant with sambandha, with a feeling of liking. You like Krishna, you are inclined to Krishna. That bhakti he wants to see. That bhakti is in the heart of a true saint, a saintly soul, and it is given to us in our hearts, and then we approach Krishna, and then Krishna may become convinced and may empower you with the bhakti shakti. I have seen this with devotees who worship their deities. All of a sudden they see the deity as a person, and they think, oh yeah, I need to feed him certain foods, I need to dress him. And by this type of bhakti, which Krishna sees, an unexplainable joy is given. The coolness of bhakti, in that example, starts to touch the heart of the devotees. Others do this when they may not approach the Lord through deity worship. For them, the main process might be chanting the holy name and japa or kirtan. And when they can direct some of the bhakti to the Lord, all of a sudden they are washed it's called the mind and the consciousness, but even the body becomes very joyful. You might have seen this when you really spontaneously dance for Krishna's pleasure. No? Then the body was tired before, but now it's not. No? Savatma, all aspects of Atma are washed. For others, it might be more the process of smarana. They might remember Krishna feel something. Oh, Krishna is so sweet. Oh, Krishna is so sweet. So madhur. Oh, how, oh, Radha. How Radha is so wonderful. How she is so qualified, so highly qualified, with so many qualities. And then something is given. So these friends of Lord Krishna who are in the Madhava Gana, my dear devotees, you should not think, oh my God, they sacrifice everything, that this is terrible, you know, they give all their values, valuable things away, they must suffer like hell, you know, they are with all the sacrifice. No. You misunderstand the bhakti. It is by this activity, Krishna gives them everything in their heart. No? And so would you one day like to come into the Madhava group or the Radha group? You know, it is. I have this book here. I wanted to read you a verse from Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Those who desire liberation from this world are certainly fortunate. Those who worship Lord Hari are more fortunate. This is in those Lord Hari is a name of Narayan also and Vaikuntha Loka. And those who are most attached to Krishna's lotus feet are again more fortunate. More fortunate than them are the beloveds of the husband of Rukmini. These are the Dwarka devotees. But more praiseworthy than them are the beloved of the son of Yashoda. So who can you imagine is more fortunate than those in the parental class? More fortunate than them are the beloveds of the friend of Subal, this is now the Sakya class. And again, more fortunate than them are those who surrender to the worship of Gopi Janavalabha, Krishna, the lover of the gopis. But above all of them are the worshippers of the most overwhelming, supreme rasa of the Queen of Vrindavan. Who are those who are always with Radha, from morning till evening, through the night, even when Radha disappears in the Kunj, who are there with her? Vas? Wow, this is
small butt.
The small butt. This means the Munjaris, no? A Munjari, a butt, since we have a butt on our head at this moment.
It comes from Radharani's
lotus feet. Wow. When the bee comes and sees the butt, ordinarily, and it knows, well, this is a bud, there must be a flower also. So the Manjaris are the buds, and Radha is the flower, and the bee doesn't go to the bud. Ordinarily, there may be extraordinary circumstances, but the bee will always go to the flower, to Radharani. The bud just reminds the bee, oh, there's the tasteful flower. No, you agree? So, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, for us coming to this that whiff or taste of love, we were saying how this moves the Lord so that his Shladini Shakti becomes active and comes to the devotee and he then can feel bhakti. For us, this will come most properly when the feeling of dainya or of the feeling of the dainya is that you must know dainya is much more than the English word humility expresses, which is something like modesty or so. Modesty in German would be Bescheidenheit. No, it is much, it's very, very different from that. Dainya is the feeling of this is so high and I'm so low. Do I have a chance? Most properly not. I can only beg and hope against hope, Ashabanda. No. That this will come to me. If I think I am a great Vaishnav, oh, I'm now spending the half of Kartik most probably if Radharani allows it, Radha Kunda, I'm very elevated. Even Narada Muni doesn't come here. If you think, oh, I'm a very, 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 very advanced Rasika Vaishnava. Oh, 100% sure, because I feel some joy when I talk about these things. And you will always be fed the shadow of bhakti. Shadow. Chaya. It's an abhas, no? Abhas, it's like shadow of the real thing. And even that feeling of real dānya, I think we all know, you can't produce it. It is. I think it comes when you try and you see you fail. Or even more, if you try your best and still you see you fail, then you come into this mood. This is one way, but there are other ways. So, Krishna, at this moment I wish you all Radharani's mercy. May Radharani soften your hearts with good feelings for her. This is the highest of places. Mahaprabhu came here after he had been in Bandiravan. So he came here in this area and he then saw two puddles of water in the field, and he became so ecstatic that it was unexplainable. So his servant, who was his servant when he came, when they went to Braj? Balabhadra. So something is going on here with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my beloved Lord. So he asked the people, what is this place here? And the people said, Arit Gram, which is a short form of Aristagram. And Arista, we know, is the bull demon. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he was, of course, aware. I mean, he is aware of everything. Then his ecstasy increased. Why does he like the name of a demon? We usually close our ears, no? Why did he like to hear? Well, because he could see the entire pastime before him. How Narishtasura came, he is and attacked Krishna. He was born in Bangladesh and he had somehow went all the way here to fight with Krishna. And then Krishna fought with him and removed him, and then, after that, Radha Kund was manifested. You all know the pastime. He said to, he had met with the gopis for the rasa dance. Then the demon had intervened. Then Krishna had liberated Aristasura. And then he said to Radharani, now we can dance the rasa. And Radharani said, not with you. You are so sinful. You have killed a bull. And Krishna said, beloved, this was not a bull. It was a demon. Yes, said Radha, but he was in the form of a bull. The bull is Dhammaraj. That you have killed. Don't touch me. Krishna said, I continued to try to argue, but he was changing his form, you know. He is the, but he's the inside is the demon. He may have changed his form, but his form was that of Dharma. Finally, Krishna gave in. He said, then please tell me, is there anything you wish me to do? Yes, said Rani, you must now go to all the holy places and all the holy rivers and take your bath. That's a lot. Krishna said, we can make it more simple. And he dug his feet in the air. Some say there was a footprint of Aristasura in the air, and he then called all the holy rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Tamrapani, Godavari, Kaveri, Namada, Sindhu, and every, the gopis could see it was filling up with water. See, I've called all the holy rivers, now I take a bath, now I'm sinless. We don't see the holy rivers like you describe them, said the gopis. You are just tricking. You have brought some bisleri water. You know, they didn't say bisleri water. Then Krishna said to the holy rivers, you take your form now and you speak. So the rivers all took their personified form. And they said, I'm Tamrapani. I'm Tamada. I'm Kaveri, you know, all of them. Anyways, you have heard of the Leela many times. But it's the holiest of places. No, yes, it's very comfortable. I don't know if you have a name for this place. Which is the name? Gauri Shyama Bhavan. Yeah. Gauri Shyama Bhavan. So it's very comfortable and it's very peaceful. You are in the Bhakti Kutia, no? Very, very first class walls, you know, so thick and everything. But let us try to come in the Bhakti mood. Then Krishna might respond and we might feel the hidden real bhakti which is there, which Krishna bestows upon us. You know, as a kirtan devotee or kirtan leader, without bhakti, kirtan is dry. No? You know, as a pujari, without bhakti, it's just doing things, you know. Or reading or remembering without bhakti. It's the stuffed air, not the moving. Could you understand this? It's a little subtle. With this we will rest our katha for this evening. And if Krishna is, if Radha is kind to us, and we are still here tomorrow, and are alive and well, then we will continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.